In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dear friends, today I want to extend a warm greeting to each and every one of you. It's no secret that life can often be filled with challenges and uncertainties. We face struggles that sometimes seem insurmountable, worries that weigh heavy on our hearts, and fears that threaten to consume us. But in the midst of it all, there is a beacon of hope, a source of strength that never fails us, and that is our Almighty God. So, as usual, stay with me and open your hearts to this message and prayer. So, don't forget to leave your comments with Amen. May God bless you and those around you abundantly. My friends, in times of distress, when the weight of life's challenges presses heavily upon us, it's easy to feel isolated and abandoned. The world can become a desolate place, and the storms we face may seem insurmountable, but in the midst of this darkness, let me remind you, dear friends, that our God is not a distant spectator. He is not a God who observes from afar, indifferent to our struggles. No. Our God is omnipresent and omniscient, which means He is present everywhere at all times and possesses complete knowledge and understanding. Consider the words of Psalm 139:7-10, where the psalmist beautifully expresses the depth of God's omnipresence and omniscience. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. These verses paint a vivid picture of the inescapable nature of God's presence. Whether we soar to the heights of joy or descend into the depths of despair, God is there. If we journey to the ends of the earth, to the farthest reaches of the sea, His hand will guide us. This is a profound reassurance that we are never alone, abandoned, or forgotten. Furthermore, God's omniscience ensures that He knows our needs even before they form on our lips. He perceives the silent cries of our hearts, understands the unspoken fears that plague our minds, and comprehends the depth of our longing for His intervention. This is not a God who waits for us to articulate our troubles. Rather, He intimately knows the very core of our being. So, let us take profound comfort in the fact that in the loneliest of moments, in the darkest of nights, and in the fiercest storms of life, we are not alone. Our God, who is both omnipresent and omniscient, is with us, watching over us, and intimately acquainted with our every need. In the vast expanse of existence, His presence remains our constant companion, a beacon of hope in our times of distress. So, despite the undeniable truth of God's omnipresence and omniscience, we often find ourselves ensnared by the deceptive notion that we must bear the weight of our worries and fears alone. The burdens we carry can become a heavy yoke around our necks, pressing down on us, leaving us weary and fatigued. It is during these moments that the words of Jesus, recorded in Matthew 11:28-30, resonate like a soothing balm to our troubled souls. In this poignant passage, Jesus extends a compassionate invitation to all who labor under the weight of life's struggles. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Imagine the scene as Jesus, with outstretched arms, calls out to those burdened by the complexities of life. His invitation is not a call to a laborious taskmaster, but an embrace from a gentle and humble heart. In this moment, Jesus acknowledges the weariness of our souls and promises rest. A rest that transcends physical fatigue and reaches into the depths of our being. The imagery of the yoke is powerful. In biblical times, a yoke was a wooden beam used to connect two oxen for the purpose of plowing fields. Here, Jesus invites us to exchange the heavy yoke of worldly burdens for his yoke. A yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. In accepting his yoke, we find ourselves yoked with Christ, sharing in his journey, guided by his strength, and accompanied by his grace. Jesus does not call us to relinquish our burdens, only to leave us empty. He calls us to exchange our burdens for his restorative yoke, to learn from him, to walk in his ways, and to find true rest for our souls. In this exchange, we discover that the burden we thought we carried alone is shouldered by the one who is most capable, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Beloved friends, in the sacred pages of his word, our Heavenly Father has woven a tapestry of promises, threads of reassurance that serve as an anchor for our souls in the tempest of life's trials. These promises are not mere words, but declarations from the heart of God, each syllable resonating with the unfathomable depth of his love for us. So let us find solace in the promises that God has bestowed upon us. In times of fear, uncertainty, and despair, we can turn to Isaiah 41:10, where the Almighty speaks directly to our trembling hearts. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Pause for a moment and let the weight of these words sink in. God, the creator of the universe, assures us that we need not fear, for his presence is a constant companion. In the depths of our distress, he beckons us to trust in him, to surrender our fears into his capable hands. His promise echoes through the corridors of time, reaching out to us with unwavering love and steadfast assurance. I am with you. These four words hold the power to transform our perspective. In moments of solitude or chaos, in the stillness of the night or the busyness of the day, God declares his abiding presence. He is not a distant deity, but a God who walks beside us, intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. I will strengthen you and help you. In our moments of weakness, when the burden feels too heavy to bear, God extends his mighty hand to lift us up. His strength becomes our strength, his assistance, our refuge. As we lean on him, we discover that his power is made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Picture the imagery of God's righteous right hand upholding you, securing you, and guiding you. It is a hand marked by justice, saturated with love, and capable of sustaining you through the fiercest storms. Dear brothers and sisters, let us cling to these promises like a sailor clings to the anchor in the midst of a raging sea. In the turbulence of life's storms, God's promises are our steadfast refuge, our unwavering hope. As we face the challenges that lie ahead, may the assurance of his presence, strength, and upholding right hand be the lighthouse that guides us safely through the darkness. Let these promises be written on the tablets of our hearts, shaping our perspective and infusing our lives with the hope that transcends every trial. Finally, let us delve into the profound truth of surrender, a truth that holds the key to unlocking the transformative power of God's will in our lives. In a world that often celebrates self reliance and independence, surrendering to God's will, may be perceived as an act of weakness. But let me assure you, dear friends, that surrender is far from weakness. It is, in fact, an act of unparalleled strength. Surrendering to God's will is an acknowledgement that we trust in His wisdom and sovereignty. It is a conscious decision to relinquish our own desires, plans, and ambitions, and to yield to the greater purpose that God has ordained for us. In doing so, we align our hearts with His, recognizing that His plans for us are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. Consider the life of Jesus Christ, our ultimate example of surrender, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus prayed fervently, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22. Despite the agony and anguish he faced, Jesus surrendered himself completely to the will of the Father. His surrender paved the way for the redemption of humanity, demonstrating the incomparable strength found in submission to God's plan. Countless individuals throughout history have experienced the transformative power of surrender, from the biblical heroes who entrusted their lives to God's care, to modern-day believers who have surrendered their struggles, fears, and dreams at the feet of Jesus. Each story bears witness to the profound peace and breakthroughs that come from yielding to God's will. Surrender is not a one-time event, but a daily posture of the heart. A continuous relinquishment of control and a wholehearted embrace of God's guidance. It requires humility, trust, and a deepening relationship with our Heavenly Father. As we surrender our lives, our dreams, and our fears to Him, we open ourselves to His divine intervention and the miraculous work of His Spirit. In surrendering to God's will, we discover a strength that surpasses our own, a peace that transcends understanding, and a joy that fills our souls to overflowing. It is in surrendering that we find true freedom. Freedom from the burden of self-reliance, freedom from the tyranny of our own plans, and freedom to walk in the abundant life that God has prepared for us. So, dear friends, let us embrace the power of surrender with open hearts and willing spirits. Let us surrender our fears, our doubts, and our dreams to the one who holds the universe in His hands. And as we do so, may we experience the transformative power of God's will, finding peace, breakthroughs, and blessings beyond our wildest dreams. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we draw near to the conclusion of today's sacred time together, I implore you to engrave upon your hearts the resounding truth we have explored. Our God, the Almighty and Everlasting, is not only aware of our struggles, but is fully capable of handling any situation that comes our way. In times of uncertainty and tribulation, let us not forget that He is our refuge and our strength, a present help in times of trouble. As we journey through the intricate tapestry of life, we may encounter valleys of shadows and mountains of challenges, but in the midst of it all, God stands as an unwavering fortress, ready to shield and protect us. Trust, my beloved, is the key that unlocks the boundless treasures of His providence. Wholeheartedly place your trust in Him, for He is the faithful and unchanging God who has promised to be with us until the end of the age. In the moments of doubt and despair, remember that His promises are an anchor for our souls, steadfast and sure. Release the weight of your worries, fears, and anxieties into His capable hands. Let go. Not as an act of resignation, but as an act of profound trust. Surrender your burdens to the one who holds the universe in His hands. for his shoulders are broad enough to carry the weight of your concerns. May you find immeasurable comfort in his ever-present love. Draw strength from the unshakable promises woven into the fabric of his word, and experience the peace that surpasses all understanding as you navigate the intricate pathways of life. As we leave this message, may the echoes of today's message resonate within your hearts. May you find assurance in the knowledge that you are not alone. Your Heavenly Father walks with you through every trial and triumph. In closing, let us bow our heads in a moment of gratitude for the transformative power of God's Word and the presence of His Spirit among us. May His grace abound in your lives, His peace be your constant companion, and His love be the guiding light on your journey. Go forth, my dear friends, with the assurance that you are held in the palm of His hand. Trust in Him, for He is faithful. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you, and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Dear friends, if you find this message helpful, I want to encourage you to share it with your friends and loved ones, as they may need to hear this message at this time. Now, let us pray our prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty and merciful, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude, acknowledging the countless blessings you have bestowed upon us. In the midst of life's challenges, we find solace in the knowledge that your love surrounds us like a gentle embrace, and your grace sustains us through every trial. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of life, for the breath in our lungs, and for the precious moments that weave the tapestry of our existence in a world that often feels tumultuous. Your constancy is our anchor, and we are grateful for the assurance that you remain with us in every season. As we gather in this sacred moment, we lift up those among us who may be carrying heavy burdens, facing uncertainties, or navigating stormy seas. Father, you see the tears that fall in solitude and hear the silent cries of troubled hearts. We ask for your comforting presence to envelop each soul, bringing peace that transcends understanding and hope that surpasses despair. Lord, grant strength to those who feel weakened by the weight of their challenges. May they find resilience in your promises, knowing that you are the God who strengthens, sustains, and uplifts. We bring before you the brokenhearted, the weary, and those who feel lost in the darkness. Wrap them in the warmth of your love and be the guiding light that leads them through the shadows. In times of confusion, grant clarity. In moments of despair, instill hope. And in the face of adversity, provide unwavering strength. Your word assures us that you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, 18. May this truth be a source of comfort to those who need it most. We also lift up our collective hopes and dreams for a world filled with compassion, justice, and understanding in a world that often seems divided. Teach us to love one another as you have loved us. Guide us in our interactions, that our words and deeds may reflect the light of your truth and the boundless love of Christ. As we journey through the unknown, grant us wisdom to discern your will and courage to follow where you lead. May our lives be a testament to your grace, and our actions be a reflection of your love. In this moment of prayer, we surrender our concerns, lay our burdens at your feet, and trust in your unfailing love. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We offer this prayer with open hearts, trusting that you hear the cries of your children. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
Lowe's knows you want the best for Dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.